Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to focus in on a pretty big question. How do you get such good referral partners? How do you have so many people promoting you? How do you have so many collaborations and opportunities where you're always doing things with other people? So before I get into that, if you're not part of our Facebook Million Dollar Referral Network group, make sure you jump over and join us. The link is in the description, wherever you happen to be listening to this show from, or you can just go to Facebook and search the Million Dollar Referral Network. Come hang out and learn how to grow your business through referrals. So why do we have so many great partners? Why do we have so many people who promote us? Well, it's not because we're lucky. It's not because we know what we're doing. It starts with the way that we think. And that is key with just about anything that you do in business. The way your mindset is will always determine your results. So let's dive into that for a little bit. You see, one of the biggest mistakes I think we make when trying to find some referral partners, referral sources, people to collaborate with, is that we think we've got to have all the answers. We think we've got to know what are we going to do for them, what they're going to do for us, and everything else in between. And the only problem is we can't. We don't know what their driver is. And that's why two people come together to do great things ongoing for years and years and years, and hopefully even a decade plus. It's because they understand what drives one another. So a lot of the times we try to get referral partners, and I suppose what I would call a speed dating way, rather than actually taking the time and going through all the steps. So in plenty of other podcasts and trainings that we've done, we talk about simply you've got to identify who you think should be your referral sources, your referral partners. Then you've got to ask. Then if they say, oh, yeah, that sounds something I'm interested in, you've got to have a conversation. And in that conversation, you should be looking at, do they have the same mindset as me, the same values as me? Do we have the same networks as each other? Do I actually want to help this person? And then from that conversation, you also need to understand what are their drivers. I hear so many people who say to me, oh, well, I'm happy to pay for referrals. Well, if you did that with me, that's not my driver. I don't give a hoot about receiving anything for passing you a referral. So therefore, there's a complete mismatch straight away. So without understanding what someone's driver is, really, your conversation's finished. So that's certainly mistake number one. In your conversation, you don't understand what makes the other person excited to give you referrals and to receive referrals from you. And there are many drivers, from financial to ego-driven, to just adding unbelievable value to their own current networking client base, to wanting to grow their business also. But you need to ask. What I often see is that when you have effective communication and fairly direct communication, and it's not being direct and being arrogant, it's being direct to being curious and to understanding, you end up with better results. The second biggest mistake is that we already have planned in our head what we're going to do for them and what we want them to do for us. They might not want to do that thing for you. That might not align with their driver or what it is that they would like. So instead, the only thing is that you need to have a plan of what you are willing to do for them. That's it. And then you need to ask, hey, I'm willing to do X, Y, Z. What do you think you might be able to do at your end? And simply, what they say you are happy with or you're not happy with. The relationship will continue or it won't continue. Just because you start a conversation with a possible referral partner doesn't mean that it's going to end up being great. And in fact, most of the time, unfortunately, it won't be. You need to be really clear on what are you happy to do for others. And then you need to have some thoughts that if they were to go, what would you suggest? You would have some thoughts on what they might be able to do for you. But you've got to be great at just simply asking that question. And at the end of the day, you're either going to align or you're not going to align. And either way is fine. There's no emotional attachment to that. Now, I don't know your situation in life or your past, but to be quite honest, getting referral partners is no different to any other sort of relationship, making a friend, finding a life partner. It's all pretty much the same in terms of the skill set you need. So the better you become at being able to enhance relationships with others, be a great people person and have conversations with others, the easier getting great referral partners become too. A little bit off topic, but so relevant. When you're out and about, how many people do you look in the eye and just smile to or say hello to? How many people are you willing just to have a conversation with that you have got no clue who they are? Because the more you can do that, the better you become at just simply being curious and willing to talk to people. And it's a skill set that as business owners, we need. We need to be great communicators, whether this is with your referral partners or really with anything else in your business. You need to be a great people person. You need to make sure that you can have conversations where you just simply are asking questions to be curious. No other motive. Because when you've got the ability to be able to do those things, getting great referral sources, great referral partners, people who want to collaborate, people who want to create win-wins with you, that just all becomes second nature also. So let's look at probably what's shooting you in the foot right now. Probably the first thing is you've already predetermined what needs to happen, how it needs to happen, how you want it to happen. Well, unfortunately, the 0.5% of people who think like you will agree with you. And unless you find one of those people, you're probably not going to get a referral partner. So we need to change that thinking to more of a curiosity thinking. I'm happy to do this. These are some suggestions that I'd love, but I'm really curious to know how you see this working, how we might be able to do some things together. And once you get that, hey, you're either happy with what they're saying or you're not. You'll continue or you'll walk away. And either way is fine. The second big thing that's probably shooting you in the foot is not having enough conversations with people in your networks, not actively going and searching for referral partners. Like, we've got billions of people that we could touch base with on social media. But hundreds of thousands of conferences, trade shows, expos, networking events, online, offline. They give you access to people all around. There is no reason that you can't find people to be able to create conversations with, to create referral sources with. So you've got to be actively going and searching, going and finding. And to be honest, most of the time we're not actively going and searching, going and finding, because we're not really good at the first part in having conversations and being curious. Sure, there's a little bit of skill set there, but the majority of that's just thinking. The majority of that's just getting you out of the way and starting conversations and not being ego-driven, but being curious-driven. Big difference. If you go in going, I want it like this. It has to be this way. I know what I'm doing. I'm better than everyone else. I'm going to get the result. And you have an eye focus, you're going to get an eye focused partner. And I can tell you right now, it'll be a dud. We focus people move themselves away from eye focused people very fast. To become a we focused person, it's about how do we do things together? How do we collaborate? What's the win-win for both people? I'm curious to understand more about you, more about your business, more about how you see that this might be able to work. And it's not a, I tell you, I dictate, yes, you need to lead and influence, but you need to do it in a way where you're not a douchebag. So getting referral sources, grabbing some referral partners hasn't been the most easiest thing for you. Have a look. Where are you shooting yourself in the foot right now? Are you having conversations to find out about their driver? Are you being curious to see what would work for them? How they see things working? What's in their mind in terms of how a win-win could exist? Are you just being a great people person and actively searching? There's some simple things that you've got the ability to do right now. Hey, remember, if you're not part of our Get More Referrals Today podcast community, subscribe on iTunes, get us on Spotify, subscribe to us on YouTube. All the links are in the description notes below. Come over to our Million Dollar Referral Network, our free Facebook group. Grab your Million Dollar Referral Game Plan at michaelgriffiths.com.au/plan. And if you need help growing your business through referrals, through your networks, through partnerships, without spending a cent on paid marketing, make sure you reach out and say hello. And let's see how we might be able to help you. Till next time, hopefully it's been super helpful, and I'll speak to you real soon. Take care, everybody.